This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Every country is a study in contradictions. Take Japan. For decades, the land of the rising sun has given the rest of the world technology that felt years ahead of its time. The Sony Walkman, the video game, the hybrid vehicle. That history of innovation has come from a place where going against the grain hasn't always been rewarded or viewed in a positive light. And as Sally Herships reports, that makes Japan's startup culture unique.
Silicon Valley appreciates a good failure. The Japanese, not so much.
People have the mentality of failure is not being an option, and if you fail, they will face social rejection.
Jeez, that is rough. Toshi Yamamoto is CEO and founder of Chatwork. It makes software. But founding companies is not super popular in Japan. Yamamoto says when he was starting Chatwork in college, he got called crazy all the time.
Why don't you go to the large corporation, or why don't you work for the company?
Because that's what's traditional. But one country's cultural norms can seem strange to another. Heather Russell, an American, also founded a company in Japan.
The reason why we even exist is because Japanese sellers refuse, most of them, refuse to ship outside of Japan.
So Russell's company, Rinkia, does it for them, kind of like an eBay for Japan.
You don't understand it, right? You cannot comprehend why they wouldn't ship outside of Japan.
But Russell says for the Japanese, it makes perfect sense. They don't want any chance there'll be a problem. And international shipping could mean just that. She says it comes from the Japanese preference for restraint and reserve. There's even a word for it.
It's called enryo. E-N-R-Y-O-U.
In Japan, even rebellious teenagers hanging out in Tokyo only smoke in designated areas. Jaywalking is not cool. You just want to fit in and avoid conflict. And that means not starting a company that could tank. Alan Bird teaches global business at Northeastern. He says what all this means is Japan is highly entrepreneurial, but in its own way.
Within the context of a group.
The Japanese like consensus, working in groups. So Japanese startups are more likely to occur within the safety of a big company. Sharp Electronics began by making mechanical pencils. Nissan was spun off from a mining company. All of this can create a catch-22. Remember, startup founders tend to need cash.
In part, there aren't more startups because there isn't more venture capital. And if you ask why isn't there more venture capital, it's because there aren't more startups.
There's also, pardon my pronunciation, Kotobo no Kabe, a language barrier, and another problem that translates in any language, money. Bird says starting a startup in Japan is four times as expensive as in the U.S. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.